One of the great paradoxes of life is that the more you try to fill yourself up with things, stuff, possessions, wealth, experiences, holidays, entertainment, whatever, the emptier you become. Of course, all those things, the trinkets of this world, they promise so much. Advertising and marketing are multi-billion dollar industries. Corporations spend breathtaking amounts to dangle their baubles under our noses and entice us to open our wallets. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not against commerce and trade, but you would not believe the science that goes into something as simple as the layout of a supermarket to increase the yield per linear shelf meter. Product placement, colours, signs, packaging, even the colour of the lighting, the style or the volume of the music, artificial smells, the list goes on. And so we all fall for this stuff, hook, line and sinker, and whether you like it or not, you become part of this conspicuous consumption culture of the 21st century. But once we have all those things, once we own that thing that we just had to have, we use it, we wear it, we look at it, whatever, so what? The initial rush fades, but it's so addictive. So what we do is we move on to the next thing, like an addict, looking for the next score, the next hit. Most people in this world, many of them Christians, many of them disciples of Jesus Christ, are on that consumption treadmill without even realizing it. So what if the opposite is true? What if the more we poured our lives out for others, who we are, our gifts, our abilities, our resources, our time, could it be that the more satisfied, the more contented, the more fulfilled we would become? Philippians chapter 2, verse 17. But if I am being poured out as a libation over the sacrifice and the offering of your faith, I am glad and I rejoice with all of you. And in the same way, you must also be glad and rejoice with me. A libation, by the way, is a drink poured out as an offering to God. The Apostle Paul, before he met Jesus, had it all. Success, status, recognition, the trappings of wealth that went along with all of that. But he discovered something amazing after years of arduous and dangerous ministry in the name of this Jesus. He discovered that the secret of being full is to empty yourself out as an offering to God. He discovered that gladness and rejoicing come when you use your God-given gifts for the benefit of other people and for the glory of God. It's one of the great surprises and paradoxes of life. The more we try to fill ourselves up, the emptier we become. But the more we pour ourselves out, the more fulfilled, the more satisfied we become. That's God's word, fresh for you today.